It's been more than 3 days since everything changed, and faint calls that offered such hope have gone silent.
The building collapsed in the first 10 seconds. 22 people were living there. Our father and one cousin are still there, and the six-year-old who was our neighbor. We are waiting for them. We hope they will bring them out.
But not like this. Their worst fear come true. A father gone, a home gone, everything worth living for, gone. His family inconsolable. One of tens of thousands living a similar unimaginable hell.
Rescue workers have told us that as of last night, they no longer heard any voices, any sounds coming from underneath the rubble. This is now a recovery operation, no longer a rescue one. Three bodies remain underneath this building, but we're being told getting to them under all of this is going to take time.
Another building, here around 80 people remain missing. All we saw were more dead bodies pulled from the rubble. Relatives and friends come to watch in agony. The apartments and people they came to visit. Nothing is recognizable anymore.
My friend is here. She has children. But we don't have any hope more. Because it's Thursday, yes. So, but we are here.
She tells me she now sleeps in her car with her two children and recalls when the quake hit.
It was just like a bomb. Strong voice and shaking.
The aftershocks keep coming. There is a serious danger the buildings can collapse. As time goes on, the prospect of finding anyone alive under these crushing layers of concrete fades. And suddenly, a sound of hope. And in silence, that hope only grows. They think they heard a sound. Some people believe it's a small girl. But the silence doesn't last. For the moment, that hope is lost. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, Gaziantep.